We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hop Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic.
Hi, I'm Kyrie Irving.
And you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
They waiting on my fall off. I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence. Backcourt nasty. I wonder who gon' check him. Cuban did his thing when he went and got number 11. I still got his picture on my wall at 707. Feel synonymous with Kyrie, how we both train with aggression. Competition obsolete, trying to breathe life into my dreams. I'm so tired of sleep, still got some work from last season that was incomplete. So hungry for redemption, thank my boys, that's my overeat. Like Luka with his three, if I'm hit, my mic is prone to overheat. I pride myself the most, I'm 22 and my folks proud of me. I took the hard way since I was 10. It was no surprise to me. A step back mass blowing up was no surprise to me. And I'm speaking honestly.
Seven.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Drew Johnson. And we have a very special guest for you guys today. He is one of the newest members of the Dallas Mavericks. He came over in a trade from the Washington Wizards. It is Daniel Gafford. He is a very much needed addition to this Mavs roster. You know, between him and Derek Lively, the Mavs have a very solid center rotation now. So, Daniel, what's up, man? How you doing?
Not much. You know, can't complain. Been kind of just chilling, especially over this All-Star break, getting some well-needed rest since this first half of the season was a bit crazy for me, then getting traded. So it was a bit of a change at the same time. So getting fully acclimated to the city of Dallas. You know, I've been back and forth here plenty of times in my younger days, but just finally glad to be close to home for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine it's been a whirlwind for you, especially this last week or so.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, before we get started, you know, talking basketball stuff, what are some non-basketball things that Mavs fans should know about you? You know, I know you have, I know you have a clothing line that you know most fans probably don't know about. So, tell us a little bit about you.
So, with the clothing line we had, bro, I think we started that up. I think maybe a year or two ago. Just pretty much just landlord merch, something that we had. Kind of, you know, I got a nickname finally in the league, so we just kind of like you know hit the ground running with that. So the merch. Merch line is fine. Can y'all give me one second? I got to grab my food. I will be right back. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's perfectly fine.
The question, though, is what did you order?
Most definitely ordered Slim's Chickens just now because, you know, fresh off a workout, you know, and I ain't had Slim's Chicken in a minute. It's usually back home or somewhere around Texas, anywhere, any place with a bunch of chicken spots. I know it's at least one. So most definitely quick and easy.
I was a big Canes fan until I had Slim Chickens. And then
I am still a big Canes fan. I'm a Zaxby's, Canes, Slim Chickens, anything that got chicken in it, I'm a fan of, you know, as long as it's well seasoned, got some ranch with it, I'm all good.
Yeah. Well, look, you were talking a little bit about your merchandise line there. And you mentioned, you know, the nickname Landlord. And for those who don't know, How did this come about? I mean, I've got to, since you mentioned it, I've got to ask you, how did that nickname come about for you?
It happened, I think, maybe my second full year in Washington. You know, I think we had played against the Knicks during preseason. I think I blocked like two shots in maybe like 30 seconds. And then Chris Miller, one of the guys that usually talking while the game is going on, he gave me the nickname. Started doing the rent do stuff, and then everybody kind of like just, you know, went with it, because at first it was a lot of like Go-Go Gafford, Gaffy Taffy. It was a lot of nicknames that was getting thrown out there from just like some of the kids in Washington. So landlord kind of stuck, and it was real dope because, you know, we made something out of it. Every time I got a block shot, you know, it was good. Then, you know, nickname kind of stuck. So we for sure put it on a shirt, we put it on a hoodie, and it's been going good ever since. So our merch line is going well.
Oh yeah, and for those of you who don't know, you can go to Daniel's Instagram. It's I believe it's big.dandan is your Instagram.
Yes, sir, that's me.
And he's got the link in the bio. He's got all that good stuff. So
link is in the bio. It is gaffhouse.co. And if there's any problems, usually you can hit my stylist up. My stylist is on IG. He it's in my bio as well, so you can always hit him up just in case if you guys have any trouble with anything, if there's something wrong with an order, if there's something out of stock, or if the website is messed up, you can hit him up. He'll get with me, and we'll figure it out from there.
For sure. Y'all go check that out and see if you find some stuff you like over there. Now, look, jumping into some basketball stuff, you know, what were your immediate thoughts on joining the Mavs when you found out about the trade?
My main thought was I'm going to be close to home, in all honesty. That was just like the first initial thought that I was thinking of, just like when it came to just like the basketball side. But not honestly, when I got to the team, just playing, you know, with Luka, very, you know, great player at his position, playing it with Kyrie Irving, you know, one of my favorite point guards when I was growing up. Really loved his shoes, of course. I mean, everybody loved his shoes. But once the Kyrie ones came out, that was like my favorite pair. I had one pair. I think they were like yellow. It was like the EYBL edition. Oh, no. It was from a basketball camp I went to. It was in New York. It was a yellow pair. I wore like it was the, you know, the little spike things that are on the back of his shoes.
Yeah.
The Kyrie one. Yeah. I wore those until like the back of the shoes were like, you know, you could see the inside of the shoe. So I had to stop. But in just all honesty, it's great just being around two great point guards, being around a great team. In all honesty, with just, you know, the mindset was coming out and dominating every night. That's just, you know, something that I picked up when I came in. Seeing just like the different personalities, the different vibes, and just like the difference in atmosphere when I came to this team, it was great. So just coming in, it's like I already fit the mold because the atmosphere and stuff in Washington, it was good. Even though, you know, the record that we had over there, we always came in with a smile on our face and was ready to work the next day. And that's pretty much how it is in Dallas too. So just coming in and just being ready to work was just all all that was on my mind. And then I just, you know, translated that over to the floor, just helped me out in the long run.
Drew, what you got for?
So, generally speaking, whenever people join a new team, specifically in the middle of a season, it can take some time to acclimate and not only get used to the new style of play, but also your new teammates and everything like that. That hasn't been the case with you. I mean, first game, you really turned some heads. You hit the ground running. What would you say is the biggest reason for that easy transition?
I mean, with me, I'm an easy guy. I don't really do too much when it comes to just like day-to-day life. When it comes to transitioning, you know, I kind of took it easy, like going from high school to college, college to the NBA. Those transitions were good. And just now, just where I'm at mentally, like having that mental focus on trying to just be better and everything, holding myself accountable, staying consistent with my work, and just coming in with you just like the mindset of getting better on a day-to-day basis, that kind of helps me transition with everything, because not only does it help me on the court, it helps me with life too. And now that I'm close to all of my family and stuff, having them come in and just support, bring that energy from down south, El Dorado, Arkansas, you know, it's dope, because most of my family, like, they stay here on my dad's side. My hometown is like 4 hours away, so it's an easy drive up, get people taken care of, seeing familiar faces in the arena, just really just having a good time, in all honesty. So the transition was great. It's kind of like I'm back home already, even though I'm not back home.
it's really crazy to see, because I mean, you know, just looking at it from a, you know, on paper standpoint, it's like, okay, you have a guy coming in who is, you know, super athletic, can get rebounds, can set screens, catch lobs, and you look at what Luka does. It's like, okay, well, this should work out pretty well, and sure enough, it has. You know, so far. But, you know, one specific thing I wanted to ask you about, too, and actually this is my guy DJ's question he came up with last night, but, you know, what is it like having another big like Derek Lively to not only play with but to practice against now, too? Because, I mean, you two have similar attributes, you know, similar play styles and everything. So what's that like, you know, having him on the team?
I mean, it's going to be good because at the end of the day, practicing against each other is just going to push us to be better. It's going to help us build our craft. It's going to help us build our skill set, help us learn from each other, too. Because, I mean, as young as he is, like when I first came in, like he was giving me pointers and tips of just like how to play with Luka, so on and so forth. I was like, man, you know what? From a guy with, you know, your age range from mine, you know what I'm saying? That's greatly appreciated because you don't get that every day. You know, it's usually vets that'll come up to you and tell you, oh, you need to do this, be aware of this, pay attention to this. But, you know, he was 19 at the time, now he's 20, and gave me pointers and tips on how to play with Luka. I was like, yeah, I'm already kind of, you know, acclimated with playing with guys like that because I did play with Russ for half a year too. So it's just like, you know, I was already kind of locked in with just like the playmaking side, where I needed to be on the floor. First couple of games, I mean, it was, you know, tough just trying to figure it out. But as we were going, we were figuring out, you know, as a team, as a unit, me and Luka, I was talking to him, me and Kyrie, I was talking to him. It's pretty much whoever I could talk to at the time to really just kind of like figure out the offense, figure out the defense, where I needed to be, where I didn't need to be. It just helped me in general with big fella, Lively. I mean, in all honesty, it's literally just like looking in the mirror, you know, just running the floor, setting screens, rebounding, blocking shots, dunking the ball, great energy, just pretty much doing basically everything, you know, a big man should do at the end of the day. You know, if it takes him having to shoot a floater, shoot a jumper, whatever, if he's in that position, I'm pretty sure he will, which is the same with me. And piggybacking off what I said about just going against him in practice, like I said, it's going to help build our craft. It's going to help us get better, like, you know, in the position wise, and it's going to get us to a point to where, you know, we both learn off of each other. Like I said, he gave me tips and pointers. Sooner or later, I'll be able to be in a position to do the same for him as I'm learning the game myself going through my career.
It's really crazy because, I mean, me and Drew have been talking about it for, it seems like, years now, that, you know, that's one of the biggest needs that this team has had. First, it was just needing a center, like a legitimate center in general. And then along comes Lively. They draft Lively, you know, and you fill that hole. Well, then it's like, okay, well, if Lively goes off the court or if he has to miss games due to injury, they struggled a good bit. And so now, you know, having that full rotation and having everybody healthy coming out of this All-Star break, it looks like, you know, the pieces are finally being put together. And it feels like you guys could – you know, make a pretty legitimate run here in the last 27 games. And I wanted to branch off on one more thing Lively said before you have your next question, Drew, but during All-Star weekend, you know, Lively, he was in the Rising Stars Challenge. He did fairly well for himself in that challenge. And his team won it all. And one of the things he said over the weekend was that he thinks the Mavs are a dark horse title contender. Would you agree with that statement, given the newly added depth and the star power that you guys have at your disposal?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, like I said, if we come out with just like the right mindset every night, one to for sure stay consistent in the areas that we've succeeded in and getting better than the area that we've lacked in, it's something that for sure can be like stood to. You know, I stand on all 10 with what he said. I love how he talked about us and, you know, just gave us some type of, you know, motivation coming out of All-Star break, even though we're on like, what, a 6-game winning streak. There's going to be a lot of guys who's going to come out with their tails on fire. We got to be ready for everything. We got to be ready for, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we got to be able to get through that as a team. So with what he said, that all comes with being consistent. That all comes with being able to come out night in, night out, being there for your teammate, being a good teammate, holding each other accountable, and just playing, you know, Mavericks basketball, having fun with it, and just, you know, doing the things that we have done that has got us the wins, of course. And, like, the last two games, you know, we struggled against teams that, you know, had the record that they have, but you can't hold that against those teams because they're still NBA teams, too. They still have NBA guys, too. So it's just like we have to come out with the mindset of winning, most definitely.
Well, that's what I love so much about these last couple of games is, like you said, you know, it's two teams that they don't have the best record. But, you know, these were games – and I don't know how much you've paid attention to the Mavs before you got here, but those are the type of games that this team probably would have lost in the past. You know, if they got down by a bunch early and they didn't have enough to come back, if, you know, Luka wasn't having his best game or something like that. But that's what I love so much about these last two games is, like, you know, the perseverance coming back from, you know, big deficits and then end up winning by a sizable margin too.
Yeah,
big turnaround.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's just like frustration is a part of the game. Adversity, any type of obstacle, that's going to happen throughout the stretch of a game, you know. And I always put myself in a position to where I can, like, I talk to myself to get myself out of it. But you got guys on the sideline. Don't even worry about it. Next play mentality. That's kind of like what we need to be able to push forward. You know, we can't just hit that hump and just, you know, get stay stuck and wait for somebody to come help us. We got to get over it ourselves at the end of the day because we're out there on the floor. So that's just kind of like how I think about it. That's my take on it.
So you mentioned earlier about, you know, getting to know some of the guys, specifically Luka and Kyrie. What are your initial takeaways from playing alongside Luka and Kyrie in these first three games?
Just dynamic scores at the end of the day. Just seeing some of the things, some of the plays that Kyrie has finished, some of the plays that Luka has finished. Jesus Christ, you know. It's just like, man, at the end of the day, I'm in position to go rebound the ball, but I'm usually seeing the ball go through the net. So it's just like, man, okay, so if he finishes it, go ahead and just get back. Most of the time, I just take off running because I know it's going to go in, especially with some of the shots that Luka takes. I see him practice those all the time. With just like the times that we've had practice, the times that we've had shoot around, he practices each one of those shots that he takes. Kyrie practices each one of those layups that he takes. The one where he finished over Wimby, he practices that. You know, so it's just like seeing stuff like that. I just know it's something that they can do on a consistent basis because they work on it, and just seeing it in real time is just, oh my, it's like mesmerizing. I'm like starstruck every time they make something at the end of the day.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look, one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I know when you played against your former team, you know, you don't see that very often. You know, a trade happens and then you immediately play your former team, but you did. You had a great game. Y'all ended up winning. After that game, you had mentioned in your post-game presser that, you know, you were still kind of catching up on the system, you know, the defensive coverages and all that kind of stuff. How big has this off period been for All-Star Weekend as far as getting you caught up to speed on all that? Where do you feel like you're at as, you know, this final stretch of games is about to begin?
I feel like I'm good, in all honesty. You know, when it comes to the NBA, it's just like all teams have the same plays. It's just different terminology. And just before All-Star break, before our last game against San Antonio, we were going through a lot of stuff that I was, you know, slowly picking up on, but at the same time, I was already like locked into it because, you know, I was used to it. Most of the plays and stuff that we've ran for Luka, Kyrie, et cetera, have been plays that I've run in the past for other teams. Like I was with Chicago and Washington, and literally both of those teams have different terminology, but they run the same plays. So it's just like, okay, all I have to do is just remember what the name of it is at this point. And with the defense, you know, the defense is really easy because of the simple fact it's putting me in a position to where I'm being more included in just like pick and roll coverages. I'm always the low man protecting home. So it's basically pushing me to the point to where I'm just like, do your job and be in the position that you need to be in as early as possible. Be there for your teammate and make sure you talk. Those are some of the main things that they hold you accountable on, and they push you to be better in, game out, because that's what helps us win games, is being a defensive anchor. So being better in that situation throughout this whole All-Star break, it's just really been good because now I got a good chance to just kind of like decompress, relax my brain, go out and just kind of like, you know, be normal for a good couple of days, in all honesty. And then now I'm just recharged and ready to get back to it.
So, you know, strategy and terminology aside, Jason Kidd is known as being a player's coach first. Yeah. Players seem to really gravitate towards him, and they really seem to enjoy playing for him. What has your experience been with Coach Kidd from the offset?
From jump, like from the phone call he made to me when the trade happened, it's been great. And honestly, like he told me, he's gonna hold me accountable. Told me he was gonna put me in position to succeed. It was just up to me to just, you know, be out there to do that. So I took that with just like come in and just do my job, in all honesty. So just with like his vibe and his demeanor and like the atmosphere around him when he's in a locker room, making sure everybody's locked in to the personnel, all of that good stuff is just something that, you know, I've been a part of throughout my whole career. And just kind of like being up under his wing now is just, you know, on to the next pretty much. You know, this is my sixth coach in 5 years. So yeah.
Wow.
I done been through my fair share for sure.
Yeah.
And just with somebody like Jason, you know, I know he's gonna hold me accountable. He's gonna push me. He's gonna, you know, he's gonna get on me if he needs to at the end of the day. But like, in all honesty, I'm trying to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm trying to make sure I'm doing my job, coming out, giving 110% and just being in, you know, full locked in mode instead of just like taking steps back and not really being consistent in the things that I want to be better at, you know. So I'm more of just pushing myself, and he's right there behind me helping me do the same thing.
Well, I got two more questions here for you, and we'll let you get out of here. One of them, okay, I wanted to ask you about PJ Washington, because on the offensive side, as far as like shooting the ball, I wouldn't say he's had as seamless of a transition as you have, but on the defensive side of the floor and even on offense, you know, making cuts, making smart passes, stuff like that, you know, he's shown his value to the team despite his shot not falling yet. So,
yeah.
I mean, what do you think the potential looks like for having PJ on this team along with yourself, especially when that shot starts falling?
I mean, the sky's the limit, you know, especially once guys get to the point, you know, night in, night out is their night for sure. And I know it's going to take some time for him to, you know, fully get to that point. But, I mean, I have all faith in PJ. I played against him throughout high school, AAU. Well, not necessarily high school, but AAU for sure. You know, he was on Team Penny. Yeah. I was on Arkansas Wings. And we played against each other almost every other weekend, most definitely. So I've seen it. And I know sooner or later he's going to take that step in the right direction to where he's fully, you know, comfortable out there doing the things that he needs to do. I'm pretty sure he's still learning just like me. And I mean, I have all faith that he's going to be able to really like spring out into the player that, you know, like he was expected to be coming into this trade stuff. You know, it's not easy being traded, you know, having that transition. I don't know if it's hard for him or not, but like I said, I got his back. I'm always there for him. And I'm going to keep continuing to push him as long as he pushes me. So most definitely, sky's the limit for him. And I just can't wait till he fully gets to that point to where it's like, yeah, let's get it.
Well, look, last thing I got for you. Obviously, you know, the whole push toward the playoffs this last stretch of the season is important. But how important, you know, what's the mindset coming into this first game against the Phoenix Suns? They're a game ahead of the Mavs in the standings. Mm-hmm. The regular season tiebreaker is on the line. So there's a little bit more importance to it than your regular season game. So, I mean, what's your mindset going into this first game coming out of the All-Star break?
I mean, just go in locked in. Most definitely. It's the last half of the season. So we really are playing for something at this point. So go in locked in. These teams aren't going to come and just play around with us. They're not going to come and just lay down and just let us beat on them, you know. They're going to come out and probably throw the first punch sometimes. We're probably going to throw the first punch sometimes too. We just have to be in a position to where we can learn to adjust, stay focused, stay to the point to where we're staying together, not getting frustrated with each other, and fighting through adversity and any obstacle as a team. And it'll, you know, nature will take its course for sure.
Well, Daniel, look, we greatly appreciate you taking the time to join us today. I hope it's not the last time. Hopefully after this season, you know, we have you back on here, and we're talking about you guys having some hardware on your hands too. So we'll see how the rest of this season goes. So far, so good. 6-game winning streak,
sir.
And looking pretty good since the trades.
Yeah. Thank y'all for having me on, man. Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me on. I really appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. We'll see you.
All right.